we're going to turn to the context of fiduciary duties in the LLC context, and there are a number of cases addressing fiduciary duties in the LLC context in the paper. We're going to sort of recap where the case law is, you know, again, looking back at past case law surveys and at the existing case law and at the cases that are contained in the summary this year. We can derive some, you know, general, we can see some trends, derive some general principles. And then Doug's going to talk about one case in particular, and then we'll kind of go rapidly through a number of other cases in this year's collection to give you a sense of this. But to sort of recap here, in the LLC context, the Business Organizations Code does not expressly delineate, you know, list, specify, define duties, fiduciary duties of governing persons or other participants. But there are numerous provisions that either allude to or seem to assume the existence of fiduciary type duties on the part of governing persons, at least in the LLC context, at least to the LLC, to the entity. Additionally, agency law, LLC managers and officers are agents. Agency is a fiduciary relationship at common law, so agency law supplies a basis or foundation for imposing fiduciary duties, and analogies to the corporate and or the partnership context would also lead one to conclude that governing persons, that would be managers, members in a member-managed LLC, as well as other agents such as officers and other agents, owe fiduciary duties to the entity, to the LLC, okay? Numerous cases, and this is really the context that seems to come up more often in litigation, numerous cases have pronounced in the LLC context, analogizing to the corporate context in Texas, this is where corporate case law is in Texas, that there are not formal fiduciary duties owed between and among the members. Members do not owe other members, their fellow members, fiduciary duties, nor do managers and governing persons owe the members fiduciary duties. So that's a distinction here that's important that you'll see referenced in the cases. The distinction between a fiduciary duty to the entity versus a duty amongst the participants. There is a First District Houston Court of Appeals case, Allen versus Devon Energy, that we reported on a few years ago that goes into a lengthy analysis as to whether a controlling member manager owes a formal fiduciary duty to a fellow member, to a minority passive member in the buyout context. And the court concluded that, yes, there is a formal fiduciary duty in that context. And then there is the concept of an informal fiduciary relationship that regardless of whether there is a formal fiduciary relationship as a matter of law, are the facts and circumstances in this case such that there is a relationship of trust and confidence that gives rise in this particular case to an informal fiduciary duty. Generally, this comes up in the, you know, context of member to member or governing person to member. And so we'll touch on these concepts again as we go through these cases. But Doug is going to talk about the Katz versus Intel Pharma case, which appeared last summer right after, really, or right about the time that this program was going on. So it wasn't included in last year's update because it will illustrate some of these issues that we've addressed here and kind of setting the stage or describing the context for these questions.
Okay, well, thank you, Beth. Some of my comments related to Katz are really just going to amplify several of the points Beth just made, but they're important. And so what struck us as interesting about this Katz case, I mean, the facts are very simple for purposes of this discussion. You have, as you can see on the slide, Terry Katz is a 25% member of an LLC, and he wants to bring a derivative claim on behalf of the LLC itself, which happens to be called Intel Pharma. And his assertion is that this guy, Landon, I guess, Suggs, who is the managing member of the LLC, the assertion is that Landon Suggs breached his fiduciary duties to the LLC. So that's important, right? He's not saying you breached a fiduciary duty to me, an individual member. He's saying you breached a fiduciary duty to the LLC. Now, Suggs admits, yeah, I was the managing member. But there's this line that sort of jumped out at us from the court, and you see it there on the slide. The parties have not provided, and the court has not found, a case expressly stating that under Texas law, an LLC's managing member owes the company fiduciary duties as a matter of law. And I have to say, at least for my purposes, I thought that sentence was rather mind-blowing. Not only because I don't think it's right based on what Beth just said. I think there are some Texas cases that suggest that, but also because a fiduciary duty to the company, as we're going to talk about in a moment, is sort of an issue that nobody ever disputes. I mean, you know, whether a duty is owed to a member, as Beth said, okay, but whether a duty is owed to the company,